This episode is powered by Safety FM.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
I'm back, and I'm better than ever.
Did you miss me? Well, I missed you. I sure did. Want to give a special thanks to Mr. Sheldon Primus for hosting the last 3 episodes of the Rated R Safety Show. But, today is Monday, September the 9th, and I am back. How are you? Well, I was tied up doing some things that you're probably not going to care about, so why discuss them? But, I don't want to take too long, so let's get you started off with a rant right now.
Now, it's your turn too, bitch. I mean, rant on the Rated R Safety Show.
If you cringe when you hear a senior leader say, safety is our top priority, or safety is top one, I get it, I was there too. Many years ago, we all have the same feelings. You know, priorities change over time.
And say our values don't, say these are our values. Stop, okay?
You don't lose people, all right? It's not worth it. If senior leaders, managers are able to back that up with actions, we start meeting with safety. I expect frontline supervisors to do a safety block. We expect them to give their people time they need to attend safety meetings. And, you know, let it go. Most workers understand what that means when they hear safety is my top priority. They know that I don't care as much about the job as I do about their safety because they see me doing it. Changing that phrase is not going to fix that problem. That's something else you got to deal with, okay? So, look, I guess friendly, you know, reminder, let it go. Don't try to drag people kicking and screaming over your safety world so they can understand how you talk. You know, nobody likes that. Nobody wants to do that. Just let it go. And ride that out. If they're doing the things that are required and they're backing it up, that's where you want to focus. You want to focus your energy there, okay?
So, what'd you think? Was that one a little bit too close to home? Nice little voice protection there, huh? Anywho, how have you been? I still want you to come on and rant. So go to RatedRSafetyShow.com. Or go to safetyfm.com. It'll give you the opportunity to rant right there directly onto the website. Matter of fact, even some of them will shoot an email directly to me where we can actually get you on as you can rant on the Rated R Safety Show. The other thing that I always keep on telling people that I want them to have the option is if you want to host the show it yourself, I have no problem setting that up for you. As you can tell, Sheldon Primus hosted it. I would love for you to host the show. I don't care who you are. All I care about is you hosting and ranting in the format that you want, hosting in the way that you want. I said this from the very beginning. People asked for the show. So I want to make the show the way exactly you want it. I want this to be what you tune into Monday through Friday at noon. Like I've always said in the past, too, this is available on safetyfm.com or safetyfm.live. We record them directly onto the website. Yeah, and that, what I mean by that? I mean, we're recording it, and it's actually being streamed live as we're doing it. Also, it becomes available at safetyfm.live in our rotation of the Rated R Safety Show the moment that it actually becomes available. The other thing that I will tell you, which I'm not so sure if I'm supposed to say it, All of our other shows do the exact same thing too. The moment that it becomes available, even some episodes, I'm going to tell you this, are in safetyfm.com and safetyfm.live before they come out as a podcast. Oops, I might have let the cat out of the bag there. But you want to know something? I really don't care. Well, it's been a while since we've done this together. So let's jump into the news.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R Safety Show.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Duh.
Well, as I stated from the very beginning of the show, today is September the 9th, 2019, which is a Monday, day 252 of the year. And you know what that means next. Only 113 days left. Oh, yes. So let's get it started from the very top on what's going on in the news out there. A stress test of one of the Boeing newest planes didn't go too well as the Boeing 777X, that's three sevens just in case, was undergoing what was supposed to be the final inspection by the federal regulators. A door blew right off the aircraft. Oh yeah, the door blew off the aircraft. The test was conducted on the ground and designed to subject planes to far worse conditions than they normally experience, but during the test of the 777X wing flexibility, off came the door, which left observers stunned and in silence. Oh, shit. I don't think this is going to get better with these planes. I mean, I tell you, I like traveling, but I guess the replacement is not going to be there anytime soon. Did you hear the story about the magician that turned herself practically into a cyborg for her profession, shared her reasons and secrets with the crowd in Las Vegas recently? Anastasia Sin, S-Y-N-N, has 26 microchips, magnets implanted into her body. And she said she did it all to enhance her magician career. I guess that's a weird way to go about it, but I guess whatever works. Despite that, Sin said she's doing less performance and more research and advising these days, showing other magicians how becoming a cyborg can benefit their own magic career. So, if you had yourself the opportunity to become more cyborg-like, would you do it? I've listened to this song for years. It's called If I Turned Into a Martian. I don't know if I would want to do that. Something to think about today. What do you think? Is it worth your while? Did you hear this coming out of Germany? Outrageous sweeping Germany after neo-Nazi was elected president of a town council in a small town. I'm going to butcher his name, Stefan Jakwisch. Of the far right wing extremist National Democratic Party won the leadership post in the town of 2,500 on Thursday. A spokesman for another party that helped point Jakwisch said there was no alternative candidate. Let's continue down the path here. Several thousand people marched on Bosnia's first ever gay parade on Sunday. The marchers were protected by a huge security operation that included anti-sniper units after some conservative Muslims group set up counter rallies. The parade ended peacefully despite fears of violence prompted by rampant hate speech online. In Bosnia, the anti-gay sentiment is commonplace. What do you think about that in Bosnia? Is that different for you? Is it something that you would expect to hear from Bosnia? Let's continue. Protests hit the streets in Hong Kong for yet another weekend, this time begging President Trump and the U.S. to help free them from China's tyranny. The demonstration held outside the U.S. consulate in Hong Kong on Sunday were peaceful and request America to liberate the city from Beijing's heavy-handed rule. What do you think? I told you a few weeks ago that we would continue to hear about China in the news. What do you think about the latest? Interesting, huh? And I guess this will be more like a plug, but we'll read it anyways. Tom Hanks rolled out his latest character at Toronto Film Festival, Mr. Rogers, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, starring Hanks as the host, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, premiered Sunday night at the festival to a rave reviews by critics. The film depicts the real-life Fred Rogers and premieres in theaters on November the 22nd. Now, I'll tell you, here in good old Florida, I'm not too far from where they recorded that show. It's actually recorded in a little area called Rollins College, right on the outskirts of Orlando. It's pretty interesting how hyped up the people are in that area. Anyways. So let's tell you about the lottery. No winners on Saturday night's Powerball drawing. Wednesday night drawing will be for $50 million jackpot or $35.6 million payout. Yeah, that's all cash, my friends. No winner on for Friday's either. That was that Mega Million drawing. Tuesday night drawing will be for $154 million jackpot and $109.4 cash payout if you decide to go that option. Let me tell you what's going on inside of the box office over the weekend. We're going to go top five and above. Overcomer made $3.8 million. That's up from number six from last week. The Lion King, $4.2 million. That's down from the number three spot. Good Boys, $5.4 million. Down from the second spot from last week. And falling into number two, Angels Have Fallen, $6 million. Down from number one. And of course, you would probably know this already if you made it to the movie theater over the weekend. It Chapter 2, $91 million, taking the number one spot. Oh yes, Stephen King will do that to you. One of my favorite parts of the show right now, days of the year to celebrate. And it's going to get strange here today. Here we go. Care Bear Share Your Care Day. That's a long one. Fetal Alcohol Spectrum Disorder Awareness Day. I'm on top of it day, National Boss Employee Exchange Day, International Sudoku Day, National Teddy Bear Day, Testers Day, National Wiener Schnitzel Day, enjoy that one, Wonderful Weirdos Day. I guess that's a day for us. But something that I do want to bring up is that today is the start of World Suicide Prevention Week. So, look into all these different days that are available, but also look into this week, because I believe that World Suicide Prevention Week is very important and something that you should become familiar with. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you. Mean it. Bye.
Duh.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
This episode has been powered by Safety FM.